When I was 40, I took myself off to Glastonbury. And on the day of my birthday, I went to sit at the top of the tour. When I got to the very bottom of the hill, I looked up and there was this man standing on the top, and he was blowing the ram's horn and he was welcoming the day. And it was an amazing sight, and it started to stir feelings inside me that were just unbelievable. I started to climb up as he was coming down, and as he passed me, he stopped, he nodded, and he said, "The hill is quiet for you. You have a lot to learn." And I thanked him, and I carried on walking. And I went to the top, and I sat at the very top. Now, my birthday is in December, and it had been very cold until then, but that day was glorious. Blue skies, small white fluffy clouds, and as clear could be, you could see for miles. And it was indeed a very auspicious day. No one came up the hill whilst I was there, and I did a lot of thinking and a lot of crying. And this is one of the things that I wrote whilst I was sitting there. It's time to be done, yet undone, the scholar and the pupil, the one who sees and yet is very blind to everything which unfolds. The seven senses function and view the world in parallel to its existence, yet touch that existence with the five. The paradox of being both complete and reborn, yet unborn and incomplete, brings great joy. The unbirth releases the soul and heart to be free of this age and time, whilst the rebirth forgives the past and places it behind. Now, in whatever dimension or tangible form, is the only time which appears relevant. Yet now carries with it connotations of future which are also now. Dimensions shift, and with it so does now. A point where time past, present and future intermix and create a fertility peculiar to itself. This point is both creation and destruction, formation and denial. A point which is believed to be the end and yet in truth is only the beginning. How many have journeyed this far, only to dally too long in the blissful peace it brings. The higher states pass through this core, moving light years in the motion of an eye. To feel the motion of the earth and the lifespan of the wren, out of sync yet in perfect harmony. The movement of a hand, the nod of a raven, and the stream on consciousness, which flows freely in this zone, all parallel to the mind, flowing with it, through it, around it, all accessible, all flexible, yet set in the stones of truth. The bulk of the tribe, the minuteness of the wren, all with equal weight, equal understanding, the vastness of the journey contained within the acorn, is the sum total of all things, yet the sum of nothingness.